Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Recording,
everybody. Hello, hello.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelorette.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And what a disaster.
I know, what a mess.
Oh, God, this is just horrendous.
This is so great.
It's so great. Wow. Like, I could not wait to see how this thing went down. But goddamn.
Yeah.
Claire created a mess.
Claire created a show. Okay.
A show. She really
Thank
did.
You, Claire. Thank you. Girl, we needed it.
We did to make up for Peter's horrendous season and then.
Yes.
Like 6 month hiatus.
Right. And then Bachelor, go and listen to your heart.
Heart and all kinds of other foolishness that we did not watch because ain't nobody got time for that. I'm happy. No. It was well worth the wait to come back to this.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Whew, where do we start? What are your initial thoughts? You want to start?
Sure. So I am high key very proud of how the producers and story editors and all the rest of them are portraying the black cast members on this season.
Getting a lot of airtime.
They're getting a lot of airtime. Like you like all of them. I have come around to every one of them. Even a little bit of Riley. They are getting lots of visibility, minimal poetry, minimal gimmicks. Like, they're all edited to the side of the audience, to the side of like, oh, yeah, he makes sense.
Absolutely. He's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not in, like, I remember Natasha from Peter's season was getting a good edit as well, but she was like sort of matronly because she was the oldest one in the group. These ones are all like, you know, they're all getting together and they all just make sense. And they're all just telling it like it is. They have nice fashions. Just good editing. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, true.
And this is the improvements that we want to see. Like, these are the kinds of improvements that
we're looking for. Yeah, for sure. Also, I think it's hard. Claire's not making it easy. I think it's hard to get a bad edit, honestly.
That's true.
I mean, sure, I want to give them credit for good editing, but also it's hard to get a bad edit when Claire is fucking up the way she is. So
that's true. That's true. But they could be showing the white guys talking and making sense. And
they could
not.
Be. They're not. You know? Yeah, they're allowing the guys to kind of be the black guys to be kind of the voice of the group in a way where you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Nodding along with the audience, you know. Lord.
Yep. And then they're trying to get us to think that Dale is the villain here. Nope. I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse to fall for this. The villain is, I guess, COVID. I don't know. They can't go nowhere. They can't look at nobody else. All the dates are in-house. Like, I don't know who the villain is, but it is not Dale. And I'm not doing this.
I think they're editing Claire to be the villain. There was a moment. There was a moment in the episode, I'll talk about it in my recap, where you saw the editing point of view switch from this being Claire's story for love to now these guys' moment for redemption.
Oh, no.
Or these guys trying to kind of make their case against, like, mm-hmm. the evil Claire who has them here wasting their time. There was, like, a clear shift in one of, in a certain moment in the episode. But I think she's the villain, honestly.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. It could be her. Yeah. It could be her. But this is exactly what happens when you are, like, head over heels in puppy love.
Yep.
And I can't say I have no experience dating multiple people at one time.
Yeah, no.
So I don't know how it is if you're, like, going on lots of online dates and then you, like, find the one and then you fall for him and that's it. I don't mm-hmm. know how that works. Mm-hmm. But I know people who have, and they're like, I don't even remember them other niggas' names. Like, mm-hmm. they're done. They're done. Yeah. So... yeah, that's, and we'll get into some of the recap stuff because we were right. I'm just going to point this out right here, right now, that we were right from the cast bios.
Okay? Oh, really? I saw you tweeted that. I was like, wait, what are we right about?
That Dale was in her room.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. We knew. You're on around. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right. Yep. Right on a group date.
And they showed it. They showed on a goddamn group date.
I know. Good God. Mm. Who yeah, knew we'll those it. Scenes were from a group date? There were 5, 6, 7, 8 guys sitting outside that room while they were rolling around.
God. Ooh, what did you think, friend?
Oh, man. It's like she's a teenager experiencing mm-hmm. first love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, just totally has blinders on, has no yep. regard for anyone, is just, like, nope. madly in love with this, you know, a hot bad boy. Like, mm-hmm. he's not even a bad boy, but you know, the, like yeah. those scenes of, like, the girl, she's, uh-huh. her mom's like, no, I don't want you dating that guy. And she's, like, climbing out her window at 2 a.m., yes. like, riding off on his motorcycle, like, no regard for anyone. Her friends yes. are, like, showing her pictures of, like, him with other guys, and she, like, yeah. cuts her friends off, like, fuck you guys, I'm in love. Like, she is just so totally, God. Completely tunnel vision as... Mm-hmm. one of the guys said. And I honestly feel terrible for these guys.
I know, me too.
I feel bad.
Me too.
I feel really bad. They, just to think about the process, I mean, they're filming this during COVID. They had yeah. to do the quarantine.
Yep.
They had to jump through all kinds of, take all these different tests. They had to be mm-hmm. locked up in this hotel, motel room for 2 weeks. They did a lot to be here. And I just feel like she's handling it so poorly.
So bad. Yeah.
So poorly.
Yep.
And, like, I get it. You have strong feelings for Dale. Like, you mm-hmm. can't, she can't help that. You can't yeah. fault her for that. She knows how she feels. She's very attracted to him. Yeah. They have a connection. Like, she can't make that up, I don't think.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think you've seen her season, but Caitlin Bristow. Mm-hmm. We watched something very similar in her season with the guy she chose at the end, Sean,
mm-hmm.
who she ended up being engaged to for a couple of years. Now she's with
Jason,
Wolf of Wall Street dude. Mm-hmm. But same thing on her season. It was very clear that Sean mm-hmm. was like the number one. Mm-hmm. And I think there was even an episode where she like told him and they saw like the little the audio of her saying like, you're it, you're the one or some shit like that.
Whoa.
But it was more, she wasn't so fully hit on because that's where Nick Viall was on that season too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was like his third chance at love or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
And so she was very much like into Sean in as between. Well or okay. Nick and Sean.
Okay.
But still, you saw very early on, she had a very clear front runner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've been here. We've seen
yeah.
this. Like,
yeah.
We get it, Claire. And then you're on this show that you signed up for. You signed a contract. The producers are forcing you to go on these dates. You've yes. been telling them over and over that you only want to be with Dale and mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. You actually want nothing to do with these other guys, but you're going through the motions. Like, mm-hmm. totally get it. But to make these guys wait around all day for a date yeah. that you then cancel.
Yeah.
Allow Dale 45 minutes of very limited group date time.
Yep.
There are guys sitting here that have not talked to you since the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not thinking about the other guys at all.
At all. She doesn't give a fuck.
She don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
And it's kind of selfish. Yeah. Which is odd to say because this is her process. She yeah, is that's true. The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
It was their choice to fly down here and to mm-hmm. do this. And mm-hmm. so they have to, you know, go with whatever comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like you can't sneak around and get time with Dale other ways. Like, she just made it so obvious.
Yeah. 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 And so she also obvious. Put him in a negative light for the other guys too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that I don't appreciate, and I got a lot more to say about that in the recap, obviously. But yeah, can't wait to talk about this one.
I know. We too.
Jesus. All right. Before we dive into the recap, of course, shout out to the Patreon crew.
Shout out.
Love you guys. Shout out to all the new people who joined the crew.
Yes, I was just going to say, shout out to all the new people.
We see you. Welcome. Yep. Come on in. Join the fun. Please continue to rate, review, subscribe. You can still rate and review us on iTunes. We still mm-hmm. love reading all the reviews and getting mm-hmm. feedback and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter. We live tweet every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enhanced viewing experience.
Yes, it is.
Our handle is the number 2 BLK girls, the number 1 Rose.
And we have all kinds of kooky fun email call outs. You can email us at the number 2 black girls, the number 1 Rose at gmail.com.
Yep. Join the Facebook group. It's a good time.
Facebook group is popping now.
The Facebook group is popping.
Yep.
To join the Facebook group, go to facebook.com/groups/number2blackgirls1rose. Find us on Instagram, 2blackgirls1rose. Tag us in your story. Share us with the world. We also do have merch still.
We have merch. Shout out to my bestie who was drinking out of her mug.
Yes.
And put it on Insta stories.
Yes. And someone hit us up like, wait, where can I get that mug at though?
Yeah.
We do have merch. We just haven't mm-hmm. shouted out the URL in a minute.
Yeah.
But head to teespring.com, teespring.com/the2blackgirls1rose. We have mugs. We have tote bags, all kind of cute stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Justine, I know the emails was off the chains.
Sure was.
You have any lovely church announcements?
Church announcements. Mm-hmm. All right. So, our last email call out was for people who went to prom by themselves. We have mad people who went to prom by themselves with lots of very similar stories. A lot of people were abandoned by their dates a week before the day of, at the dance. All kinds of craziness.
Oh, no.
So, really, and at the end of the emails, too, this was a very common sentence. Anyone who's listening, who's, like, going to prom, first of all, thank you for giving us $5. That's so amazing. That's so nice.
$5 of your chores money?
Yeah, like, of your babysitting money? That's, like, a big deal. God. Second of all, niggas ain't shit, so don't worry about if you have a date or not. And even if you do have a date, it still don't matter, clearly.
Yeah.
Because all these people who emailed us who are married, single, like they're in all different places in their lives,
mm-hmm.
still had fun going to prom by themselves with their friend, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Some of them went as a threesome.
Love it.
Like
two girlfriends just all walking in like fucking Destiny's Child, like going down the little step and repeat to your whole prom. I love that.
Oh my god. So shout out to Brianna, Siobhan, Mackenzie, Zaire, I want to say, Kaylin, Megan, Sammy, KB, Olivia, Madeline. Whew. And that's it for church announcements. Also, shout out to everybody who sends us pictures. I'm always so touched when you guys send us pictures of yourselves.
I do love that.
Especially when they're pictures from like years ago. Cause I'm like, you guys search for that and then attached it.
And attach it and send it. Yeah.
That's so nice.
Love it. Love you guys. Nice.
Love you guys. And then shout out to Kalia who emailed us about the hair episode with her hair story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. And for birthdays, we have Caroline, Stacia, and Malane. I want to say it's Malane.
Nice.
Shout out to you guys. Happy birthday.
Fall birthdays, turn up.
Mm-hmm.
And like Halloween time as well. So you guys having like a Halloween celebration.
Oh my God, are you going to dress up over Zoom?
Dress up. Oh, geez. The office.
You know where I
was telling me they have like office costume party, like
costume contest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, contest. Does your office do that?
Of course they do.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. You know there's one, a separate one for the dogs.
Stop. Because you do have like 8 dogs in that damn office.
Mad dogs. Oh, and even more now that there's quarantine, mad people adopted a dog. So now there's that's true. A whole separate contest for the dogs.
Oh, God.
It's great. It's great. Nice. But yeah, at least Geneva has a baby to dress up. That's different.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I know. Did you know he's going to be?
I know he's one of his costumes. You know, she has multiple. She's big on Halloween.
Of course. What am I thinking?
What his favorite like stuffed animal is this little panda called Bear Bear. Oh. And so she bought him a panda outfit to match Bear Bear.
Oh my God.
I know.
So cute.
So cute. So that's one of them. And I think her other one, she's going to be Cruella de Vil. He's going to be a Dalmatian. She does big costumes. Like, she's going to have the whole half black, half white wig. Yes. She's going to have a whole fur. Like, she's big. Her Halloween costumes are, like, ace.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be a little Dalmatian.
Oh, I know. That's so cute.
Cutie patootie.
Oh, can't wait.
I know.
And shout out to the cookout crew. Sarah, Ava, Tracy, Becky, Kalia, Sam, Rachel, Monica, Jenna, Marsha, and Zakia. Shout out to the cookout crew.
Shout out to the cookout crew. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
All right. Bachelor Nation news. Gonna make this quick because nobody give a shit. We just want to get to this episode.
Sure do.
Everybody already saw Dale apparently modeled for Party City.
Probably 3 years ago.
Probably not that long ago. He's very good looking, but he also has a very like commercial model face.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the, you know, the hierarchies of models, there's like the fashion runway models, and then there's like catalog models. And I think he can go either way, but I definitely, that Party City, I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Other piece of news, I have not seen it yet. I want to watch it. Maybe you have because you love Adele, but Adele was on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Did a whole Bachelor skit, apparently. That was very funny.
Oh, was it? I never trust their Bachelor skits. They're usually not funny.
I don't know. Apparently she sang, like she sings a lot. She plays as like a contestant. And she like sings at each like ceremony or some shit. I don't know. I need to watch it, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I love my girl Adele, but I know she's not one for like non-improv. So I just left that where it was. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't even check it out. Laura.
No, didn't even. That's fine.
That is fine. All right, let's dive into recap. Lord have mercy. So we open up from last week. The men are sitting around during the cocktail party, talking about how they, you know, liked how Claire checked them last week. She wanted them to like stand up and, you know, take their time. They all can't wait to spend time with Claire. They're all excited to talk to her. Meanwhile, Claire is off with Dale blindfolded, dripping hot wax on his nigga. Like, not even thinking about these guys who, that's what kills me about this episode. Oh, no. There's so many scenes of them sitting in a circle talking about how they can't wait to get time with Claire. And then it's like smash cut next to.
Oh, them making out fully.
Claire and Dale just going in.
Yeah. Yep.
A mess. Now, Yosef is in his confessional saying how Claire's the oldest bachelorette. She's supposed to be very mature. You know, there were red flags on our group date and then the whole dodgeball date. You know, it's totally unacceptable, raunchy, completely classless. He on his high horse, on his
he is, because it gets worse as he keeps talking.
Just keeps going worse, too. And, you know, telling all the guys I'm a father when I have participated in that dodgeball thing. Totally disgraceful, totally crossed the line. So, like, he's on one.
Yeah.
And Riley, he's like, so you're going to speak to Claire, right?
Yeah.
You're going to speak to Claire. Right. Dragging him on. I love
this. Yeah. Yeah, because you can't sit it. Like, I can't hold this.
No.
You gotta go toss this over to her.
You got
to
go do this.
Yeah.
And you're talking a big talk with us. So go.
Yeah.
If you really all butthurt about this, go talk to her.
Yep.
So Yosef marches his butt right up and you know, goes and sits with Claire. And he's like, you know, all I ask is for you to hear me out. and is like, he has all this to say to her. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a couple red flags. First on our group date, you know, in the evening you told the guys, you know, you guys are here for me, but you know, you're here for us too. And I sacrificed being away from my daughter. And Claire, she tries to interject because she's like, you know, I understand I'm away from my dying mother.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah.
And then, which annoyed me, she like apologizes for interrupting him.
Yeah. And like, he was like, okay, like I was speaking.
Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. Like, what? You don't need to apologize to this man? Please. So anyway, she lets him continue. And he's like, you know, the second thing, I was absolutely appalled by the group day yesterday. It's so humiliating, so degrading. I don't know how the dodgeball day translates into finding a husband.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is true. I mean.
I mean, that's true. But have you ever seen any dating reality show ever in life?
You know you're going to be doing some dumb shit.
Some dumb shit. Like,
you're not just going to be going on regular kosher ass dates, date after date. That's not how this works. Exactly. You know, if my family or my daughter saw me like that, they'd be disgusted. And Claire was like, well, that's why you weren't on that date.
Right.
Basically saying, that's why I didn't choose you, knowing you have a daughter for that date. And he's like, I just expected a lot more from the oldest bachelorette that's ever been. You're not setting the right example for my daughter. I'm ashamed to be associated with you. I can't believe I sacrificed so much to be here. I'm so appalled. Just goes on and on and on.
He like got all the way at that point. Just leave.
Just leave.
But he wanted to hear himself talk, I guess, or curse her out, or I don't know.
That's it. He wanted to hear himself talk, have the final word, probably go out with a bang. He spoke his mind. He put Claire in his place. Like,
right, right.
He had a whole narrative in his head as to what this was.
He did. Yeah, and none of it came out that way. And he was also defending something that did not happen to him.
The dodgeball thing?
Yeah. So I mean, that looked even more embarrassing.
Yeah. He just made that represent so much.
Yeah.
That she's this classless, baseless,
like monstrosity.
Atrocity of a woman. Yeah. How dare she? I'm offended to be upset. Shut up. Just leave. Like, just go.
Yeah, just leave.
Just leave. You don't have to be here. And Claire gave him more than enough time. She gave him too much time to talk, in my opinion. He got way too much out.
Me too.
Way too much out. Because I would have cut him off from jump.
Yeah.
But she tries to interject and he won't hear it. And then finally she just gets up. She's like, you know what? Never in a million years did I think I would have to utter these words again.
Again.
I would never want my children to have a father like you.
Yeah.
Because the way he was speaking down to her, he was raising his voice. He was basically saying, you're disgusting. You're this. You're like name calling her in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then not letting her get a word in edgewise. It's like, I don't have to sit here and listen to this. You can just go.
This is my show, nigga. You can get the fuck out. What?
Get the fuck out. Close the door on your way out. Like, see you never, bitch. Bye.
And you will always be associated with me because you wanted this moment to happen on my show.
Exactly.
What? What are you talking about? You don't want it to be associated with me. That's all you want if you wanted this to be your moment because you are not the Bachelor. Oh, God.
100%.
Oof.
Horrible. So she's getting up, storming off. He's, you know, still trying to get his words in. You're not fit to be mother to my child.
Ooh.
I so badly want her to be like, fuck your child. I think I said that as I was watching. Like, nobody care about your damn child. The fuck out of here. Get off my damn show, nigga. Like,
no.
It was too nice. I was like, he could have got so much more.
Yeah.
Ooh, he could have got it.
He could have.
Terrible. So they walk off from each other. She's in tears. He's still screaming, the oldest bachelorette. Remember, oh you're God. Almost 40. Like,
ooh, I feel so bad for his baby's mom.
Right.
You know? Like,
she's associated with him.
With him forever. Like, I know that his baby's going to teach him some lessons. That I know for sure.
Because
that's always what happens to these men. But like his baby mom's though gotta deal with him like this all the time.
Horrible.
Ugh.
So he's still, you know, screaming outside his mouth. The guys are trying to like, dude, like just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, just leave.
Just leave. What are you dragging this out for? But then Claire has her, you know, big moment. I'm 39 and single because I didn't settle for men like that. Mm-hmm. Which was very powerful.
Yeah.
We've seen it now 100 times, so it didn't hit.
Yeah, it didn't hit right.
It didn't hit as well.
It didn't hit right, yeah.
But still, very powerful moment. It's true.
Yeah.
Yep. She didn't put up with crap like this. Mm-hmm. That's why she's here. So she's giving her interview to the cameras, and suddenly Dale...
Listen, when I tell you, first of all, this is my invite to the cookout to these producers.
Oh, wow.
Because somebody got on the walkie-talkie and said, can somebody get Dale out of Claire's room, please? Can somebody tell Dale to put some pants on and come outside?
Oh, God.
Somebody please tell Dale to put the baby oil down and come out of the presidential suite, please.
Oh, God. Straight up. Yeah. This nigga appeared out of nowhere. Out of the shadows. Out of the shadows. I don't even know where any of the other guys... He has access to her like nobody ever. Yes. Like, it's crazy. Because you know she's doing her interviews and the other producers are keeping the guys away. Like,
away.
She's doing her interviews. You know, don't worry about it, whatever. He just came floating out of nowhere. Totally unconcerned, untethered, unchaperoned, just walking the grounds of La Quinta. Like, the fuck? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
So
he comes out of nowhere, and I honestly don't even know what he said to her. He's just saying all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. I don't know. I don't even know what he said.
I have no idea. And Claire, in her interview, she's like, you know, Dale's everything I'm looking for, everything I want. I just can't put it to words. Mm-hmm. And then she says, it's not even the second rose ceremony yet, and I'm so falling in love with Dale. There we have it, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Not even the second rose ceremony. This is like day three.
Yeah.
We in day three, hour 72, y'all.
Honestly, we've only seen Claire in like three outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So Claire, you know, she's in that same interview talking about how she's falling in love with Dale. Mm-hmm. And Chris Harrison comes out from behind the camera to talk with Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And he flat out is just kind of saying the obvious. He's like, so you found him, huh? Like, you found him.
Like, we're good on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, he's so awesome. Yeah. And like, literally just beaming, talking about Dale. Like, she's not on a show with 35 other guys still
and
waiting.
Like, she didn't just get cursed out by somebody.
By somebody else. Like, she's so in love. Like, hard eye emojis.
It's so in love. And also, I think the fact, too, like you said, that he literally came out of nowhere as she was sobbing, crying, which is not real life.
No.
I think that added to the to the romance, because I think somebody else would have done that, you know, Blake or one of them other people.
Right.
But
they don't got his access, though.
No, they don't. <That's the thing.
laughs> So meanwhile, the guys are standing around waiting for a cocktail party.
Just waiting for something to happen.
Anything. All this shit just went down with Yosef, but this is still like a cocktail party night.
Right. Right.
Still guys
still
here.
To talk to people.
Yeah. Some people literally still have not talked to Claire since they've been here, since night one.
Yeah.
And so Claire, she comes back and she's still kind of, you know, splotchy and crying and asks them just to give her a moment. And then they'll go into the rose ceremony and they're all like, the fuck?
They're like, all the fuck. And every time they do this, I watch and I look to see if Dale's in that crowd and I never see him.
Where was Dale?
Her room. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of this. Dale was in her room. I'm telling you. He said, whoo, now I'm done. I'm good. Where's the baby oil? Let me take off these pants.
Oh. His pants got like the snaps on the side. He just pulled
shoom.
Oh my God. I was thinking the same thing.
Where's
all the
Dale?
Guys were sitting there as she came to talk. Dale was
nowhere
in sight.
Nowhere. He's like 6'4". You would see him.
You would see
Where is he? He's in that like dark olive green suit.
Yes.
Chain glistening. You see him.
Yep.
He was in her room. Don't tell me nothing else. I don't want to believe nothing else. I'm not doing nothing else.
That's so true. Oh, God. They can't even hide it. God. I know y'all saw that, too. He was nowhere in sight during that scene.
Nowhere.
Nowhere in sight. Good God.
Oh, my God.
So we have no cocktail party. People mm-hmm. still haven't talked to Claire. We just go straight to the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. Dale appears.
Right.
He's there, chain glistening on the chest. He looks good. I'm going to say that.
He looks great.
Yeah. Claire, she acknowledges that she only really talked to a few of them, but, mm-hmm. you know, we're still here. Thank you guys. The whole, you know, trying to put band-aids on everybody's right. moves. And there's a couple guys who already have roses. Riley, mm-hmm. Blake M, Chasen. Like, yeah. There's a bunch of people who do have roses already. Mm-hmm. So first rose goes out to Dale.
Duh.
The way she hugs him
is wild, yo. It's like on her tiptoes.
On her tiptoes, the mm-hmm. the hand is like cradling the back of his neck.
Oh, God.
You know that little?
Yes,
you know
I
that?
Do. Yes, I do.
And she only did it with Dale.
Yeah.
She only did it with Dale.
Mm. Yeah.
Zach C, who I love, the substance abuse counselor.
Oh, yeah. I'm he seems nice.
Men like this are just wasting their time. I'm so sad.
I know.
Like, he's a nice, solid dude. What is he doing here?
With what seems to be a solid job. I hope he still got it.
I hope he still has it. Didn't sacrifice that for this shit. God. Damar, he's mm-hmm. still there. Jordan C, Dr. Joe. Fucking
Joe.
Dr. Joe,
my favorite.
Joe is wasting his time.
Time.
God. Jay, the button, still there.
Oh, God, the button.
Bennett looking like some uncle, somebody's Uncle Clark Kent. Like, yes. Don't he?
Like he old, does, like an old, old one.
Dusty Superman, yeah.
Yeah.
Bennett cracks me up, though. I'm a
yeah,
Bennett fan.
He's actually kind of funny. Yeah.
He's actually low-key funny.
Yeah.
Easy, mm-hmm. Buzz Lightyear, Ben,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ed. Now Ed.
Ed is still there. I didn't know that.
Ed is still there. Ed looks like he's now recovered from COVID, but he looks like he got stung by a bee in the face.
Yeah, he looks swollen.
Swollen.
Yeah.
Something's going
yeah.
on with Ed.
I get right.
They need to social distance from Ed because whatever he got, they don't want to catch that.
I know. Ooh.
Kenny, a whole bunch of people. I think I missed a few, but
yeah.
Last rose ended up going to Zach J, Mr. Mm-hmm. Mr. Clean.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta say goodbye to POC.
Yeah,
Garen, the quote unquote
professor.
Mm.
Thank you to the listener who put us on game to him.
I know. So very random.
Oh,
an old colleague of mine reached mm-hmm. out. She knows I do this podcast.
Yeah.
And she said she went on a couple dates with Garen.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I guess she was living out in LA at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, met him on Bumble. They went on a couple dates.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just like fizzled out.
Okay.
From there. But she's like, yeah, he's on his Instagram posting. And she's yeah. like, I haven't talked to him forever, but I see a lot of Bachelor stuff posting. So
wow.
Clearly he's so no hype about his little moment of fame. But
yeah. Fame, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. But no tea. I was like, no.
Yeah.
She's like, nah, nothing really.
Okay.
I was like, okay. But yeah, gotta say goodbye to him. Mm-hmm. And then Blake, the other Blake with the tall, ridiculous hair from Cast Biles, going
yeah.
home.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Gotta go. And then some other guy who knows.
Oh, the guy with the gray hair. The gray hair right here.
Yes, little gray temples.
You guys cannot see me. The gray hair on the, on the left side. You, yes.
Uh-huh. So he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Dale gives the cheers to strength.
See, and at this point, I would be rolling my eyes at him. Once he's yeah. starting to make the toast now, I'm like, okay, is this a brotherhood of sorts? Is yes. this some sort of fucking, what is that show? That dystopian show about Handmaid's Tale? Is this Hand Nigga's Tale?
Handmaid's
Tale. Like, what is this?
Hand Nigga's Tale. Oh, God. Sounds terrible.
That's what it feels like, though. Hand like, Dale's the head nigga, and then the rest of us are just the substitutes.
Oh, like, God, basically.
Right?
Yeah. Lord.
Ugh.
Next day, Chris Harrison comes into the room,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you know, Yosef, last night that was crazy. This process will expose you.
Mm.
That's why it works, guys.
Mm-mm,
does
this
it? This process is that work, Chris.
Yeah, this process is trash, Chris.
Stop this propaganda that this process works. The track record is there. We all know it. This shit does not work. This is a farce. It is an anomaly if these couples make it. And there's only about a handful that do. Stop.
And we're on like season 87. Like.
And we're on season 55. Exactly. This shit does not work. Stop. I hate when they keep doing that shit.
Oh, man.
But he does drop some good news on them. He said everybody's mm-hmm. going on a date this week. So there's a group date card. We have mm-hmm. Jason, Jay the Button, Easy, Chasen, Blake M, Ed, Riley, and Dale, of mm-hmm. course, who was on every fucking date.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, today we will separate the men from the boys. Claire, meanwhile, she is in her confessional singing Dale plus Claire. Claire
Dale
plus
and Dale. Claire. Dale like, and Claire.
Oh, Lord.
They show her writing in that notebook, which I know she wasn't doing.
I know. Writing in it like her, literally writing Claire plus Dale.
Yeah. Yep.
She is claiming she feels good about the men.
Mm-hmm.
But does admit that something there's something special, you know, with Dale
mm-hmm.
and saying she is feeling like she needs some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on the door. It's Deanna Pappas.
Wild. I can't believe it was her. I was like, I look at this two black girls, one rose throwback.
I know. It was weird seeing her. I'm like, we just recapped Jason Mesnick and here she is.
Yeah, she keeps I feel like she keeps popping up, but she has not been on this TV since
forever.
13 years ago. Right.
Exactly. But yeah, she was Bachelorette season 4. She was, wow. yeah, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And Claire and her sit down and she immediately tells Claire all about her. Claire immediately tells Deanna all about Dale.
Mm-hmm.
How he makes everything disappear. He checks all the boxes I didn't even realize were boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tells her the whole Yosef situation from the night before. And, you know, it was so nice to have a man come over and, you know, take care of it for me.
Take care of what, girl?
Shit. He wiped your tears and gave you a shoulder to cry on during the interview. Like, you didn't really take care of shit with Yosef, actually.
Mm-mm.
Then Claire suddenly whips out Dale's pants.
Yo, that was wild. Also proves my theory, but that was wild.
I was like, so was that a gift from the love languages date? Because if I remember correctly, his date was perfume.
Oh, no. Apparently his pants ripped.
During the date, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gave them to her?
Yeah, like after. That's what we're supposed to believe. These people are stupid enough to think that we can believe something so dumb, okay?
Right. All right, Claire. All
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah. Meanwhile, the guys are sitting around chatting, waiting for this group date.
Mm-hmm.
All excited, talking in circles about how they can't wait to get time with Claire. Claire yep. can't wait to get time with her. 3 hours pass.
Ed is
Four
asleep.
Hours pass. No Claire.
No Claire.
Claire is still kikiing with Deanna, talking about Dale.
Yep.
Deanna's giving her advice, saying, you know, when you know, that's how I felt with my husband. Basically just validating Claire.
Who did not win The Bachelorette. Just
exactly.
pointing that out.
Thank you.
She should have had Hannah Brown come back. Because Hannah Brown probably had them same feelings about Tyler C and said, oh, I just have to trust the process mm-hmm. and ended up choosing the fool. Okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. But yeah, Claire, she's like, I know. I just know this might be the shortest season ever.
Like, mm.
God. So it is now like 3 a.m. and Claire finally shows up to pick these guys up for their daytime dates.
Oh my God.
Lord, she rolls up all willy-nilly and is like, mm-hmm. you know, I know we had a date plan. I decided to scratch the daytime. And, you know, instead, I really just want us to have a long cocktail party. And is like trying to sell it to them. Like, this is yeah. a better option, guys. The fuck? I feel so bad. They all had to like yeah. pretend to be happy
mm-hmm.
and just like take whatever little crumbs she throws at them.
Yep. Yep.
But they're not happy. This sucks. They waited around for 3 hours. She didn't show up. And then now they are going to have just a 2-hour cocktail party date.
She literally stood them up.
Mm-hmm. Straight up. She literally stood them up.
That's terrible. Oh,
horrible. Real bad. Now, Dale... No, what am I saying? So they head off to this little cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire looks cute. I love this outfit.
Love this outfit. Mm-hmm. So good. So a nice white suit, a little shine to it.
Mm-hmm. A little shine, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's cute good. With the yeah. shorts, uh-huh. little short set. I've yeah. not had this, like a short with a blazer.
Short suit yeah. set, me either.
Really
because
cute.
I feel like, where am I going?
But actually, where are we going in this?
Unless it would have to be a very specific. I think now, actually, we could mm-hmm. definitely do that to brunch.
It's a cute brunch outfit. Yes, I can see this. I think
before, when we were like getting down at brunch and like twerking at brunch, we probably could not do this.
No.
But now we can do this.
Now we could do this. Classy yeah. little brunch with your girls. Yeah. Put on the little short suit, you know, yeah. outfit. So anyways, they sit down for the little cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Dale immediately mm-hmm. is like, you know, guys, you know, I would love if I could speak with Claire first.
Mm-hmm.
I just need 5 minutes. You know, I think that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to, I don't even know what he was saying a whole bunch of shit. It was like he was asking for permission. Circles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I didn't understand. Cause it's like, just grab her. Just go.
Right. Just go. But he knows. Mm-hmm. He knows that everybody can't stand him because yeah. he gets all the time.
He does get a lot of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're like, okay, fine. Yeah. We'll take her, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dale's like, all right, let's, you know, we got to get a group hug.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Hand, nigga's tail. This is terrible.
And nigga's tails. I can't.
I wish we could call the episode that, but we definitely can't.
And niggas tails. We gotta find something else. That's crazy. Jody gonna add it to the list. Oh God. Man. Lord. What was this? Why are you trying to do group hug?
I don't know. Why did he think that was a good idea?
I don't get it. All the guys immediately, their eyes were like darting around at each other like,
Yeah, like, is he serious?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Is he serious? The fuck? Mm. And it was just too much. It was just extra.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. Mm-hmm. So Claire, her and Dale, you know, go off on their little one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. They head straight to her room. But she's been before.
Okay. Okay. Because she said, oh, it's my house, laughing. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't know.
Like he ain't know.
Mm.
And they sit and chat. And, you know, he's talking about his sisters and how mm-hmm. he's so proud of her and the way she stood up to Yosef because he's mm-hmm. seen his sisters go through things, yada, yada, yada. Then they hit the bed.
Head right to that bedroom.
Head right to that bedroom. Mm-hmm. His hands all creeping up on her shorts.
Uh-huh.
And they're all like, why are you so perfect? No, you're so perfect. Like,
yep.
All of the...
Oh, man.
Lord. Now, back at Motel 6, quick. Descartes arrives. Mr. Clean.
Oh, yeah.
Zach J.
Zach J.
He's getting the date, the one-on-one date, which...
Yeah.
Didn't expect... Why is Blake M. not getting a date?
Oh, she's just picking them out of a hat. She don't care.
She don't give a shit at this point. I'm still out here like Blake M. They had a whole connection. No. Uh-huh.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Not right. She's good. Okay. So yeah. Claire back in her room. Her and Dale are just rolling around.
Yep.
Making out.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling up and down the bed. All the other guys on the group date are sitting around.
Yep.
5 minutes have passed. 10 minutes have passed. 40 minutes have passed.
40 minutes of silence. They ain't no music. No nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Oh, they are sitting around looking at each other. She is just gone.
Yep.
Just gone. So now Easy
mm-hmm.
goes looking for Claire.
Yep.
Heads to her room, suite, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Knocks on the door. Her and Dale are literally, at that moment, rolling around making out.
Yeah. Yes. He's interrupting them. Like, they would have been in there all night.
All night.
Yeah.
She has no concept of time, no respect for time.
Nope.
You're right. She would have been there all night if had Easy not come knocking on the door.
Yep.
And he knocks on the door. They rolling around. They trying to fix mm-hmm. their faces. Like, just a mess. Like, literally is like, it was literally like she was in high school. Mm-hmm. And the boyfriend comes over. They're supposed to be doing homework with the door open, and they close the door and are making out, and the mom is knocking on the door.
Yes, exactly.
That's literally what this was.
Yep.
Claire welcomes Easy in, mm-hmm. and it's just so awkward.
Yeah, and how Dale was just sitting there like, oh, hey.
Hey, guy. Like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to walk out, and Claire calls him back for a hug.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, wait, you're not going to hug me? Goodbye.
You're not
going
to give me a hug?
Oh, my God.
And he's just kind of standing there. And then Claire and Dale are all laughing and giggling like they've got mm-hmm. a whole inside joke going on.
Yep.
Or that they just rolled around 2 minutes before Easy came in. Like, it was so obvious. Like, Easy knows exactly what was just going on.
Exactly. Yep, yep. Probably thinking way worse.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. And it sucks. I just feel for the guys because no matter what, they have to just put on a happy face and kind of continue to put their best foot forward and mm-hmm. pretend like they don't see this entire thing happening.
Yeah. And just like be a good sport, but also it's not even at the point where they're like my girl, you know how they get to that point where they're like my boyfriend, even though it's like fucking week five and there's still eight bitches there. Mm-hmm. Like they're not even there.
No.
Like, oh God, it's tough.
Terrible. So yeah, she has a little time with Easy, and then mm-hmm. we capture some audio of her talking to producers mm-hmm. of her saying, can we kind of hurry this along?
Mm.
She don't want to be, she don't want
she don't want to be bothered. Nope.
She can't be bothered.
Mm-mm.
So now Dale has eaten up 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's like 30 minutes left to split mm-hmm. among 14 guys.
Yeah. Cause she actually wants to get this done in 20.
She wants to be done. And so now the guys are just, now they have to get aggressive for time.
Yeah.
They're having to interrupt each other and, you know, do all they have to do. Riley, he tries to sneak in on Ed. Ed is trying to stand his ground. Like, can I get a couple more minutes?
It's just so stupid. They were literally blowing bubbles. Like, it was so dumb.
They weren't doing shit.
Yeah, they weren't doing anything.
Claire is like, well, it is getting late. Like, she's trying to.
Yeah, she's like, well, actually, Ed, you know.
Actually,
let me just get this done. Actually, I'm just gonna check off this box. But thanks for coming.
But thanks. Yep. She's trying to get through it. So each guy's getting like 5 minutes a pop. Like, ain't nobody getting meaningful time with this girl.
Yep.
One of the worst moments.
Mm.
Oh Lord. Claire is sitting with poor Jay the Button.
Button.
Cute little Jay the Button.
Mm-hmm.
And he is finally getting his 30 seconds with Claire. He's waited hours for.
Yep.
They've been waiting since noon for this date.
Yeah.
To get 30 seconds. That's the context we have to remember. They were supposed to have a day date, guys.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
They've been waiting for hours for Claire. Mm-hmm. And she disappeared for 40 minutes with Dale.
Mm.
So Jay is finally getting his 2 seconds with Claire when Dale interrupts, comes into the room.
Mm.
And he's kind of playing like, oh, I didn't know you guys were in here. Oh,
I didn't know somebody was in here.
I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
And Claire invites him in.
This is my Claire ain't got the time moment. Okay.
She ain't.
Because she ain't got the time for nobody but Dale.
No.
Not one person but Dale. That shit had me dying laughing.
Terrible.
She should have just pushed Button off the couch. She should have just physically pushed him off the couch and been like, oh yeah, nobody's here. What you mean? There ain't nobody here.
He's like under the couch. Straight up.
Oh my gosh. She just doesn't have time for anybody.
She doesn't have time. Mm. And that moment, letting Dale into the room during Jay's time, knowing that he already had like an hour of her time already.
Yep.
That's where she really just revealed herself to all the guys.
Yes. Yes. Her maturity level, where she is with Dale, where she is at with everybody
with
else,
the
process, this whole thing. Everybody should know this is going to be short.
Yeah.
This is going to be a short trip.
Yep. Exactly as she revealed herself.
Mm.
So poor Jay goes back to the guys and lets them know that Dale interrupted his time.
Isn't this the second time this happened to him?
Probably.
Didn't knee brace interrupt him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. You're right. Blake interrupted last time.
And it's only been 3 days. He's been interrupted.
Jay can't get a break. God, that sucks.
That sucks.
So, yeah, he goes back and tells the guys, and they're all like, they're just pissed. And they're mostly pissed by that little speech that Dale gave at the beginning.
Yes.
Like how, you know, I want to respect you guys' time. I just want 5 minutes with Claire. Like, yada, yada, yada. That whole fucking, you know, soliloquy he gave that was so unnecessary to begin with.
Yeah.
Now he's out here stealing time.
Mm-hmm.
So Dale and Claire, they up against the wall, aching out, just doing what they be doing.
Yep.
When suddenly Chasen,
the bunny,
comes walking in.
Yep.
Thank God they stopped before he saw them really going at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but from the lean up against the wall, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows. What
were they going to do? Stand next to each other against the wall like this? What were they supposed to do?
What are they supposed to do? He knows.
Ugh.
So Dale finally goes back to the guys. They have not seen him for 2 hours at this point. They've literally not seen Dale this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he is a bumbling fool.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how I just went to the bathroom. You know, I got a little lost.
Riley comes at him with big, like, barbershop energy. Like, okay, well, where were you? Oh, you were in the bathroom? Oh, yeah, tell us more about the bathroom. Okay, where's the bathroom? I can lead you there right now. Like, he was just big, like, talk that talk.
Talk and talk.
Stephen A. Smith energy.
Because Dale is sounding so stupid.
Yeah, yep. He's
just own up.
Yeah, that's it. Just own up to it.
Yeah. Yeah, as Riley said, like, you gave that whole Band of Brothers speech and then take up all the time. just own it. Easy's like, just own it. It would be so different if you didn't do that speech, but at this point, just own it.
Just own it. Yep.
Don't act like you stumbled upon her. Like, just own it. And so Chasen, shout out to Chasen the rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the first, at least the first guy that they show in his interview calling it what it is.
Yeah.
He said, it's unfair what Claire is doing when she only has eyes for one person.
Yeah.
They see it.
It is. It is.
They get it.
Yeah.
What is the point of this?
And there isn't, this isn't, like you said, the first time there's been like an outstanding, especially physically attractive person on a season.
Right.
Or that there's been like a physical attraction like that between two people. So I don't know why she's doing this so early, you know? It's
like just complete blinders. She doesn't see anybody else. It's not, no regard for anybody else. Like, she's just in it for her and Dale. That's it. Yeah,
that's it.
So Claire comes back to the guys. Time for the group date rose. She gives it to Dale. And give some bullshit response. Thank you for standing up and being so bold. I appreciate you. Yada yada. And I just felt so sorry for the guys because they know they have no chance. They have no chance, but all they can keep doing is just grinning and bearing it. Just smiling. And because who's going to, I mean, they can. I would love if Riley just popped up and was like, Claire, what the fuck's going on? Like, I wish somebody would just stand up and call her out, but it's still, it's literally day three. They still feel like they have, they can't, no one can believe that she's that just 100% gung-ho for Dale. Like, they don't have a chance. They can't even like fathom that idea, I don't think.
Right. Especially because of, like you said, what they went through to get here.
Right.
It's probably so unbelievable to think that somebody would do something like this.
Like this. Exactly. Knowing what we went through. Knowing what she went through too.
Yeah. And her. Yeah.
And her. Oh my God. So yeah, this, so she's, so in this moment, as she gives the date rose, she says, you know, thank you again from the bottom of my heart. And it just sounded so insincere.
Yeah. So fake. Yeah.
So fake. And this is where I noticed there was like an editing switch where it went from Team Claire. Like, this is a show all about Team Claire. Claire, you know, she had her moment against Yosef, whatever. So now it's Team the guys. And she's now the villain that we need to be worried about. Because just the way they, that little line, thank you again from the bottom of my heart, it just sounded so fake and phony. And it was like, oh shit, okay, this is our villain. this is our villain now, I guess. So yeah, it was bad. The guys, they, you know, they're all defeated. They're going back to Motel 6, you know, tail between their legs. And they collectively call out Dale. Like, with all the other guys there as well. They're like, what did you say at the beginning of the date? How many minutes did you say you needed? And he's still kind of just
humming.
Exactly. And then where he really fucked up, poor word choice, man. Poor word choice. He said some shit about, you know, I just think I was the best man suited to be there for her. And they held, they grabbed onto that. Best man, what? They grabbed right onto that. And they would not, they wouldn't let him have it. A mess. So the next day, Mr. Clean, he wakes up like a kid on Christmas Day, as he said.
He does, yeah.
So excited for his one-on-one date to nowhere. And he said, you know, I'm not worried about anyone's connection with her. You need to be.
Yeah, that's also a lie, okay?
So Claire arrives. She picks up, you know, Zach for the date. And in her interview again, Dale looks so hot today.
In his hat. Oh, my God. He looks so hot.
His hat. God, oh, like, bitch, you go on a one-on-one date with somebody who's not Dale.
So, yeah, about somebody your else. Excitement
or make up some bullshit for fucking Zach. Damn.
Like, something for Zach.
Something.
Oh, God.
So for their date, they head to the spa because ain't much else to do at La Quinta Resort.
And listen, they're lucky this is open because it definitely isn't open for regular people. I was like, who are these unmasked professionals in here giving pedicures?
I know. Oh, so they did like pedicures and facials, which literally she was just rubbing guac on his face.
Yeah, just avocado. Like, I was like,
straight up.
This is just.
Zach, he seems to think that this day is going great.
Yeah, he's one of those.
Yeah.
He's one of those.
It's going great. But Claire also, she's smiling. She's gigging. She's not giving any other inclination that it's not really going great either.
You can tell by energy, though, because I know I can tell through the TV.
It's hard, though. It's day four.
I know.
They're all still so whole. They cannot believe that she's not. Yeah. She's not even giving them a chance.
A chance.
So when he's telling a joke and she's laughing at the joke, they actually think that she's laughing at the joke. We see on the other side of the screen that she's just trying to get through this.
Yeah, right.
They're not seeing that. Mm, so he generally thinks this date's going well.
Yeah.
Terrible. So Claire, again, in moments like this, I wish Dale was here. Now, back at Motel 6, Chasen, Zach, Jason having a good little conversation in the pool. They are wondering if Zach J can help redirect the attention off Dale.
And this is why I can see why his energy was so turned up and why she was so turned off by it.
Off.
Because it's like he's carrying the ball down the fucking 40-yard line. Like, he's trying to... For the house. There's a lot of pressure on this man.
Yeah.
So I feel like he was bringing some of that pressure into the date.
Mm-hmm. Well, nervous energy, she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Chasen again, speaking truth. Your man, the bunny.
I know. The bunny's great.
Bunny's great.
Yeah.
He said, how can she allow Dale to get extra time and not be cognizant of the group date dynamics?
Woo! Chasen.
Speak some truth on a Chasen.
Yes. Yep.
That's exactly the issue.
Yeah.
That's like she had no care about how it would look to the other guys.
Right.
When Dale goes back to them, how that affects the group.
Yeah, how Dale's going to look in front of the other guys.
Right. Even from Dale. Mm. He just said it so clearly. I was like, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Now Zach C brings up the fact that there's rumors going around among the guys that Dale and Claire have communicated before the show. So it's interesting that the guys were already talking about that among themselves.
Yeah.
Even before that was like a rumor in like, you know, Bachelor Nation news.
Right. Bachelor Nation news. Yeah. And that like, that nobody would bring it up to her either.
They're all walking on eggshells. They're trying to get, they're just trying to get some time with Claire.
Yeah.
They're not trying to mess shit up. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Oh, it's terrible. Now, back on the date with Zach J. We witness one of the most confusing, awkward, unfortunate moments ever. I watched the tape. I watched the tape back.
The footage.
Over and over.
Mad times.
Mad times. And unfortunately... This is where Claire gets my Becky of the Week.
Damn, no!
I'm sorry.
No!
I know Twitter is split on what happened here. I'm not split. I am not Team Claire in this moment. I'm not Team Zach J either, for the record.
Yeah.
But I do think Claire in this situation is fucking whack. So, Claire is going through the motions of this date. They're swimming in the pool. Zach, he's still out here, you know, trying to put his best foot forward or whatever.
Yeah.
My interpretation of what happened here.
Okay.
So she suggests they get ready for the dinner, and she's leading him out the pool. She turns back, leans in for a kiss. Closed mouthed. He also leans in for a kiss. His mouth was slightly open. Claire stops in her tracks, pulls away.
Yeah, yes.
Turns to walk out, and he's like, wait, what? Tries to grab her back for the kiss.
Yeah, that's where he fucked up.
That's where he fucked up, yeah.
Yeah.
Claire then says how, you know, I was leading in to kiss him, but, you know, you were pulling away. I watched that tape. He did not
He didn't pull away.
People on Twitter are saying, well, he didn't lean in far enough. I also didn't see that. He was there.
He was there, and he was also a step down from her.
Exactly.
So he would have to, like, really, he was like headbutt her almost. Like, he would have, like, you know?
To get the kiss to land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Zach J, he's confused as hell.
Yeah.
Somehow, he's saying, you know, somehow she thinks I was pulling away,
mm-hmm.
which obviously he's not pulling away from a kiss from Claire.
No.
So her explanation is immediate bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just gets, that whole scene just gets really painful from there, because then he's basically like chasing her to try to
get the yoked kiss. Yoked her up.
That was grabbing
wild.
Her.
That was wild.
It was very creepy.
Yo, you're weird.
Doing a lot.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you know, it's okay. Let's just get ready for dinner. It's okay. Just trying to get away, basically. Yeah.
Right, right. Trying to make him feel like, no, it's okay. It's fine. I just have to leave.
I have to go.
Yeah.
Not really explaining. Her only explanation is saying that he pulled away,
mm-hmm.
which, again, she doesn't owe any explanation.
No.
But I think we all can agree here that we're all confused as hell.
Yeah.
Because the man did not pull away.
He didn't pull away. No.
And so in her confessional, she's saying, you know, the second I tried to walk away, he was grabbing me. It scared me.
Yeah.
You know, it made me uncomfortable, you know, and made him sound, which I get it. Him grabbing after her and all of that was very creepy.
That was crazy.
And way too much. Like, dude, the moment's passed.
It's gone. Like, there's a whole dinner after this.
Exactly. Like, you'll get your shot again. Yeah, stop. Like, you don't have to keep grabbing her up. But she's looking for an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's looking for an excuse. Now she's in her confessional saying, basically making him sound like he's so, like, a predator. Which I don't think was exactly fair.
Yeah.
Him yoking her up and trying to grab her, not cool, very creepy. But you didn't want to kiss the man. You made that split second decision in that moment mm-hmm. when you mm-hmm. leaned in that you didn't want to kiss him anymore. And that mm-hmm. is fine. As a woman, you can change your mind at any moment.
Anytime. Yeah.
At any time. But now it's like you're shifting it into some whole other thing. He pulled away from me. I felt rejected. I didn't want it. That's not what happened.
Yeah, that's not what happened. But he set it all up when he started yoking her up and grabbing
her.
He did
too much.
Like, you're done after. She can say whatever she wants now. Like,
yeah.
You know?
He went too hard, way too hard.
Yeah, but, and everybody should know she was in an abusive relationship. My guy, you can't be doing that to somebody who is anybody. For sure, but definitely somebody who suffered from any type of abuse.
Yeah. Oof. He was trying way too hard.
Yeah. Like,
the extra grabs was too much.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't like the whole, he pulled away. That's why I didn't want to kiss. You didn't want to kiss him.
You didn't want to kiss him.
You didn't want to kiss him. You leaned in. You realize in that moment, I actually don't want to kiss this man. And then you're leaning back.
Yeah.
And then you said, oh, he pulled away. I felt rejected, yada, 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 and made it something else. And that's not what happened.
And
that I don't like.
Right.
That,
yeah.
That to me was very, very whack.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became a trickle effect of just the whole thing became so unfortunate and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And him grabbing after her and all that is just the whole thing blew up in a just an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I stand by that. She gave my Becky of the Week because that shit was whack as fuck. I'm sorry, Claire.
Yeah, that was so, And she could have just said, like, in that second, I decided not to kiss him.
That's it.
The story still could have been he's a creep.
He's a creep. He kept coming after me, kept kind of, but never did she say I didn't want to kiss him. It became this whole story of him pulling away when the man when
that
he
didn't
never
happen.
Pulled away.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
happened.
That's true.
So Zach J, Mr. Clean, is waiting for his little dinner date.
Mm-hmm.
Twiddling his thumbs, waiting for Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Harrison walks up.
Yep.
Lets him know that unfortunately Claire's not coming to dinner.
Mm-mm.
And Zach is just like, there was a misunderstanding. She thought I was pulling away. I absolutely was not. I don't know what happened. he literally has no idea what the hell
he has happened. No clue what happened, and I guess has no idea clue. That he yoked her up, because
he also doesn't know that all the extra grabs was totally uncalled for and so wild.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah.
So that's problematic right there, that he doesn't know that that was wrong.
Yeah.
Also, he just has no fucking clue what happened in that moment.
None. Yeah.
Totally not, has no clue. And Chris Harrison's like, well, unfortunately, you have to go home. So
yeah, so you'll never know. So see you at Mental Hall.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What a weird moment. What a weird time.
I know. That was strange.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Because it's like, as I'm saying, in that moment, it's like, I can't be Team Claire. I definitely can't be Team Zach J for all the extra yolks. But also, like, why did that happen?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why she turned around and then just stopped. We'll probably never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
So odd. It's like a moment people continue to just, like, argue about dissect and try to figure the fuck out. And we just, a mess. So next group date card said, don't take it personally. Kenny's height, he said, God knows I need some interaction with Claire.
Yeah, I think he got picked just off of that dog shirt. He's like still living off of the dog shirt.
Still riding off of that
limo entrance.
From the limo. God. So all the guys are hyped that Dale is finally staying home. He's not on this date. This is just the group date, just them. They head off to their date. Margaret Cho, the comedian.
Big time. Yes.
That's huge. They flew her in for the date. She had to go through quarantine, all that
shit. Right, all that?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so for their date, they learn that they are basically going to be doing a roast. You know, putting together jokes and all that jazz. Margaret then reveals that they will have a live audience, and the audience is the rest of the guys from the house, including Dale.
Dale.
Good God. So time for the roast. One by one, the guys all roast Dale.
Yeah, I thought this was actually nice that they all kind of took this moment of like, oh, Dale is here, and then made it into like, oh, let's roast Dale. Like, they really turned it around.
They did.
It was good.
Yes. Nice. Reframed the situation very nicely. They all roast Dale. They're all going on and on about Dale. Claire is very uncomfortable.
Yep.
Everybody else is cracking the fuck up.
Yep, everybody.
Everybody's having a great time. Think it's hilarious. Bennett laid into Dale.
Yo, Bennett went wild.
Bennett came up with a full notebook full of content.
A full set.
A whole set. He said, your speeches make no sense, no matter how long your run-on sentences are. Like, basically talking about how he just talks in circles. And he basically said everything that all the guys want to say.
Yeah. Yep, because he knows he's not going to win. He knows this is not his wife.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to be on Paradise.
Yeah.
And that he's going to do loafer influencer work after this. And loafer that's influencer. That. Like, that's he's it. Already done. So he might as well just, if he goes home to, like, I have a feeling if he went home this night, he would be like, well, I said what I said. Like, bye.
Said my piece later. Riley, watching the roast, he's hoping this will inspire Claire to see a different side to Dale.
Yeah.
Actually, this only pushes her closer.
Closer. Yeah. Yeah. They should have, while I like that they turned it around, they should have definitely made it more well-rounded sets. But even Buzz Lightyear's set, he said one little joke at the end, and that's what she was harping on, and we'll get to it. But
that's it.
You know,
because they did. They roasted everybody in the house. They said things about everything, but they all kind of went in on Dale.
Yeah.
So Claire, she leaves this group date pissed. She's saying how the guys' jokes were hostile. They're clearly jealous.
Making fun of her man.
If some of the guys are picking up on our connection, it's because I like him. So what? I have feelings for Dale. Hate on, but you can't hate on love.
You can't hate on love. Oh my Jesus. God.
Lord have mercy. So Claire meets up with the guys post-roast, loving this outfit, this
This Tweety Bird sparkle outfit.
Yes. It was Tweety Bird yellow.
Yeah, it was so nice.
It was really, really cute. All her outfits have like a sparkle, like a real sparkle, I guess.
A sparkle, a sheen.
Sheen to it, yeah. And she's got a great little figure.
Yeah, like she does. She got a little body on the bottom. Got a
body on her.
Yeah.
So Claire, she pulls Bennett first. And she immediately confronts him about his 3-page Dale roast. And he's like, you know, yeah, you know, he, you know, monopolizes a lot of your time. And he's trying to steer the conversation away from Dale. And Claire's like, wait, so Dale. Like,
this is where she actually got my Becky of the Week.
Okay, yes.
Yep. Because I was like, girl, now as hard as I laughed after he said, you know, I just want to move on. I don't want to really talk about him. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah. But anyway, so what Dale said, the way I cackled in this house.
Yes.
I got a good laugh out of that. But she needs to read the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Blinders.
She's in tunnel vision. But not even read the room. Actually, just critical thinking and listening. Because he literally said, I don't want to talk about Dale anymore. Every other person in there talked about Dale and said the same joke about him being best suited for her. You could have just asked someone else, but no, she just wanted to harp on Dale.
I caught that moment too. Without pause, she was like, so what was that conversation where Dale said
I actually don't care to get to know you. I actually just want to know everything about Dale. So what do you know that I don't?
Exactly. Oh gosh, so true. So Bennett goes back and tells the guys that you know, they basically just talked about Dale. So next, Claire sits with Ben, Buzz Lightyear, questions him about Dale again. He said he was best suited. What was that all about? Buzz, same thing, tries to steer the conversation. I'm not that concerned about him. Claire sits with Zach C. Same thing. You were taking shots at Dale, so tell me more. Zach C said it best in his confessional. He said it was like Gossip Girl. Claire was trying to figure out what's going on. And it was sad because he said, we have all these guys here trying to bare their soul, trying to get to know Dale,
be vulnerable. Get to know
Claire.
Yeah.
And she was just tunnel vision on Dale. Dale's not even on the group
date.
And all they're doing is talking about Dale. So one by one, all the guys are coming back to the group after their time with Claire, describing a very similar conversation. She just wants to know about that best suited conversation or that thing that Dale said. Homegirl has learned absolutely nothing about these guys on this date.
Nothing. And I kind of think she wanted to hear if he was best suited because she wanted to be like, oh my God, he thinks I'm like he thinks he's best suited for me. She thinks it's like nice. Like she thinks it's like a good thing that he said that.
Literally, she's not seeing this in the bat. Like, what he said that? Like, what do you mean? How did that go down? She's like, wait, what? Like you said, like rubbing, clutching her pearls. Like, what
Oh my God, what'd he say? What'd he say about me? Oh my God, I wasn't there.
Oh God, horrible.
Oh, so funny.
So one of the guys, I don't even know these guys. There's so many guys that I don't even know some of their names.
I know. I just know their nicknames.
Their nickname, the guy with the curly hair from the bio.
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
He asked, does anyone feel like they furthered their conversation with Claire?
Taking a poll. Nothing.
Crickets. Now, Bennett is the only person to stand up for Claire, and he's like, you know what, guys? She's smart. She's a mature girl. I don't think it's a done deal. Claire comes back, and they're all curious as to who the fuck's getting this date rose.
Yeah, like who spilled the tea and gave her something? Who's going to get the rose?
Who's going to get the rose? Because no one had meaningful one-on-one time with her at all.
Nope.
And Claire grabs the date rose and she's like, you know, I take all the conversations we had to heart. You know, I know what I'm looking for and I know what I want. Tonight, I actually did not get what I needed from you guys. So I won't be giving this out tonight and I'm going to go sleep on things.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Oh my God.
Ooh, she is terrible.
Terrible. So they're all sitting there just dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Just completely dumbfounded. And for those who it hadn't clicked for yet,
yeah,
it's finally clicking.
It is now. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's like Bennett, you can see in Bennett's face, he's like, oh shit.
Okay. Yeah. Like, no, wow.
Y'all were right.
Yeah.
We have no shot here. And then the curly haired guy, he's like, is she perturbed that we dissed her man?
Yeah.
Like, flat out, just asking the questions that's it. And we see Claire, she's off screen with the producers, and she's like, you know, they dish my fiance so hard. This is wild. I feel so confident in mine and Dale's relationship. I am on the right path. She's called this man her fiance already.
Like, what? We are on day four, max. Day four.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She awards herself the date rose in the confessional. And Kenny, he says, can anyone name a guy in the house that she's giving a fair shot besides Dale?
Wow.
Nobody could name anyone.
Yeah, they're right.
No one can name anyone. And he says, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yep. He got boy.
Kenny gets my invite to the cookout.
Oh, how fantastic that he has boy bands to manage. And he got a career to figure out. When was this? June? He got to figure out where these people are going to perform, if they're going to do Zoom fucking shows and all the rest of this.
His
he
whole got industry shit to has do. Changed.
Yeah, he got strategy to work out. He don't have time for this.
What the fuck am I doing here? Exactly. He said, he's like, if you already have a boyfriend, what am I doing here?
I died.
What are we doing here? You want to be with Dale? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was the episode, my friends.
What a fantastic episode.
That was one of the best episodes of Bachelorette I've ever seen.
It was so good.
So good. So much to dissect.
Yeah, a lot.
So many people are on different sides. I mean,
yeah.
You team Claire, you team guys. You know, was Yosef right? People are going in. Like, was it Yosef that, I mean, his whole delivery was terrible, but he was making sense. Mm-hmm, like, Mr. Clean, he was fucking creepy as hell, but I also feel for him in that situation.
Yeah, like, right.
The fuck? Like, very contentious episode. Mm-hmm. And next week we get a preview, guys.
Yo, next week looks wild. You know what happens next week? Who's the one who went on the date with her? The emotional one where they threw the rocks? Joseph?
Oh, Jason.
Jason snaps. Okay.
Jason snaps.
And we knew this was going to happen after him watching pour his emotions out to this girl. Yeah. All of a sudden he says, oh, I'm not an emotional guy. I don't get mad like this. I don't get angry like this ever. I don't ever do this. Because all of his emotions now are on Front Street because he poured them out to this girl who he does not know. On a TV show.
Yep.
And now she is going and turning her back on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
God. So what we see? We see Claire crying with Chris Harrison in the room and saying he's blown up the Bachelorette. We have them saying Claire's gone. Someone saying I haven't fully comprehended what's going on. See a lot of the guys sitting around confused, pissed, annoyed, just literally in limbo, not sure.
Yeah.
What am I still doing here?
Yeah.
what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Claire, we see her talking with the guy saying, I apologize if I wasted your time. We have Kenny again saying to Claire, why am I here? I can't wait to see that.
Me either.
Great question, Kenny. Then we hear, I think they said at the end, like, where do we go from here? Cut to Miss Tasia Adams.
Listen, and them Tig old biddies them coming out of that biddies. Pool. Love it.
She got her Baywatch moment, y'all. Tasia's coming in to save the day.
It was like a Halle Berry moment with the orange bikini. Oh, it threw me back to Bond, right?
Halle Berry from Bond. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Love it. Can't wait to see how they're going to introduce her. The scene I can't wait to watch is Claire coming in to explain herself to the guys. And Kenny is sitting here like, why am I here? Everybody's like, what the fuck is this?
Yep.
And her just getting like, you know, I apologize if I wasted your time. But then we saw in another preview where she kind of snaps like, I will not apologize for
love. Oh, God.
Whatever the fuck she about to say.
Jesus Christ. God. Oh, no.
I can't wait for that.
Right. Yes. And then, like, does Dale come pick her up or do they ride off into the sunset? Like, right. How does this work?
Where's Dale during that conversation? Is he in the room as she's saying, I'm in love with Dale?
Her room on Instagram.
And he's like, oh, wait, what? I don't know. But I can't wait.
Can't wait either.
Can't wait. Gonna be a good one, guys.
Uh-huh. So excited.
But that is the episode. We'll be back next week.
Sure of will. Of course.
Please rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram, tag us in your story, share us with the world. I would love to know where people stand on the Kissgate
situation.
Am I crazy here? Or does anybody see it from my way? Or because I'm looking on Twitter, it looks very divided as to what went down in that scene and then what they think of kind of the interpretation of it, Claire, Zach's.
And that particular one, frame by frame, we're not going up until when he yoked her up. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the kiss, the pullback, confessional. Like, we're, that's it.
What happened there? What did y'all see? Mm-hmm. What's your interpretation? Email twobuckgirls1rose@gmail.com.
Please do.
We'll be back next week, guys.
All right, sure will. Okay, bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.